Hello, pet. Back again, I see. I'm not surprised. In a world of such banal drudgery, unique experiences can be so hard to find. It's okay, pet. I've got more planned for you today. A little bit similar, and a little bit different. You know what I expect from you by now. Get comfortable. Strip off all the clothes you can. Make yourself vulnerable to me. Make yourself ready for me. And just relax. I'll take very good care of you. Breathe for me. Long and deep. Focus on your feet for me, pet. Curl your toes. Flex them. And breathe out. Feels good, doesn't it? Breathe in for me. Focus on your calves this time. Flex them taut. Feel the tension in the muscles. Now breathe out and let all the tension go. Feel the relaxation spread up your legs. Breathe in again. Focus just on your thighs. Tense those muscles, pet. Feel the strain inside them. And breathe out again, letting the tension disappear. Your legs are so heavy now, so relaxed. Take another deep breath. Pet. Focus on your hips. Flex all those muscles in your hips and ass. Feel the energy there. And breathe out. Let the energy dissipate. Sink back into relaxation. Breathe again, pet. Focus on your stomach this time. Tighten all those muscles in your core. Draw all your tension into your center. And breathe out. And let it dissipate. Let the energy and tension flow away with your breath. You're feeling so relaxed now, pet. You're starting to get sleepy. But don't stop following my commands. Breathe in again and focus on your chest. Flex your chest muscles and the muscles in your shoulders. Keep flexing, pet. Draw all your energy into this flex. Now breathe out and relax for me, pet. Let it all go. Feel your body becoming so much more relaxed every time you breathe out. So much more sleepy. Breathe in again. Flex all the muscles in your upper arms as you breathe. Strain till they tremble. Feel the energy inside them. And breathe out. Let it go. Let your arms relax, just like the rest of your body. Breathe in again. Tighten your forearms and your hands. Make fists for me, pet. Feel the tension thrumming through them. And breathe out. Relax for me. Let your arms go limp at your sides. Unwilling to move. Too sleepy to move. Breathe in again, pet. Tighten all the muscles in your neck and your face. Feel the last of the tension inside you swirl around in those muscles. Now breathe out, pet. Let the last of your tension go. Let your face go slack. Sleep for me, my sleepy pet. It's okay to sleep. Now, with each breath, let sleepiness begin to fill you. From the top of your head down to your toes. And as the sleepiness moves through you, each part of you will cease to move as you want it to. Can you feel it starting at your scalp? It's sliding down through your hair onto your forehead. Feel it moving over your sleepy eyes. Let them close if they haven't already. Feel the wave of sleepiness as it covers your nose, your cheeks. Feel it creep over your mouth, feeling almost like the phantom of a kiss. Let your lips part just a little. Feel it sliding down your chin, caressing your neck like a lover as the wave of warm sleepiness keeps washing through you. It feels so good, so safe and comforting. Feel it washing across your chest, slipping down your arms, which have become too heavy to move. Wiggle your fingers a little as the sleepiness moves down your arms. As the warmth reaches them, they stop moving, content to rest comfortably beside you. Feel the sleepiness as it washes over your core, over your hips. All the muscles it touches lose any remaining tension, going completely limp and sleepy, just like your tired mind. Feel the sleepiness flowing down your legs. On my count back from three, you will be entirely engulfed in this wave of warm, sleepy pleasure. Three. Welcome the warmth into you as it slowly moves down your legs. It feels so good, so right. Two. You can try to wiggle your toes, but they're already too sleepy to listen. Too ready to relax. Feel the wave as it reaches towards them. One. Your whole body is awash in sleepy pleasure, totally relaxed and ready to sleep. Three, two, one. Give in, pet. Sleep for me. Let your body drift. Feel yourself surrounded in the comforting darkness of sleep. Feel it in your mind and in your body. Feel the dull, warm pleasure of relaxation. It's so good. Feel me there with you in the void, holding up your sleepy body, surrounding your sleepy mind. Even your sleepy heart beats a little faster, knowing that I'm here with you. I've prepared someplace special for you, pet. Are you ready to go with me? Say yes, mistress. Good pet. If you want to go with me, you have to promise to obey all my commands. Can you do that, pet? Say yes, mistress. Good. Good boy. Then my first command is this. Whenever I ask you a question, you will respond with, "Yes, mistress." Do you understand? I'm so glad we understand each other. I promise I will only do what makes you feel the most pleasure. I want you to see something forming in the blackness. It's a door. Can you see it? Really look at it. The color of it, the shape of the handle, the texture of the materials. This door is the gateway of control. On this side, you have control of yourself. On the other side, you surrender control to me. To get where we're going, you need to step through that door. Are you ready to give up control, Pat? Are you ready to open the door? Then go ahead. Reach for the door. Feel the handle in your hand. Open the door. On the other side, you can only see more blackness. It's all right. I'm here. Step through. On the other side of the door is a spiral staircase leading down. It's a tight spiral with only room for one person to walk through at a time. The walls are stone, gray, and just a little rough. The floor is layered in thick, wine red carpet. The air is warm and close. And there's a brass banister that runs along the wall. Take hold of it, Pat. Start walking down. Even though your steps are slow, the tightness of the stairs presents an endless spiral in front of you as you keep walking down. The warmth of the air feels good on your naked skin, and the coolness of the banister under your hand feels good too. Your mind is cloudy with the endless spiral of the stairs. Keep walking for me, Pat. Each step you go deeper, the quieter your mind becomes, and the better you feel. Giving up control to me feels good, doesn't it, Pat? Do you like being so mindless and sleepy for me? Good boy. Would you like to know where these stairs go, Pat? They can go lots of places, actually. But today, they're going down to my dungeon. I have all sorts of toys to make my pets feel good down there. I even keep a few lucky boys and girls down there all the time. It's big and spacious. Everything echoes down there, except my voice. I always sound like I'm talking, whispering, right into your ear, no matter where I am. Do you want to go there, Pat? Then keep walking. I'm going to count you down from 10 to the bottom of the stairs. And each number will make your mind sleepier and more willing to obey my commands. Are you ready, Pat? 10. Each and every stone, each and every stair, looks just the same as the one before it. So perfect. Your sleepy mind can see no difference. 9. The carpet under your feet sends tickly tingles through your toes as you step onto each new, just the same stair. 8. The brass rail under your fingers seems to urge you deeper down as your hand slides easily along the polished length. 7. The air is close and warm, welcoming you forward, deeper and deeper. 6. There's no end in sight, and you want no end. Every step makes you feel better, more relaxed, more free, more mine. 5. The endless stairs keep beckoning you down, promising that you can be molded and made perfect, just like I made each of them. 4. The carpet encases your bare feet, gently stroking them with each step like a promise of pleasure. 3. The brass rail feels charged with a pleasurable electricity. You almost want to fondle it. 2. The air caresses your naked skin all over like a lover, promising pleasure in exchange for your control. 1. The stairs end at a small landing, with an oaken iron strap door that opens inwards. And this is it, pet. Cross this threshold and you will be entirely mine. Take hold of the antique candle, open the door, step inside. The room within is made of the same barely rough stones and layered with the same plush red carpet. The light comes from everywhere, nowhere. You can see 2 doors on the other side of the big room. A long, barely inclined couch of black leather sits in the center of the room. Go to it, slave. Lie down on that big couch, your legs dangling off at the end. It feels cool under your bare skin, almost uncomfortable. That's okay. You'll heat it up fast. In a moment, I'm going to come see you, slave. Are you ready for me? Let me tell you a secret. Down here, no one is allowed to wear clothes but me. And I tend not to wear very much. Just enough to remind you who's in charge. And everyone, is expected to be aroused while they're in my dungeon. The air is laced with a potent aphrodisiac. Can you feel it taking effect? Are visions of naked flesh beginning to flash before your eyes? Can you almost hear the moans and grunts of my other slaves in my dungeon? Can you smell the sex that's seeped into this room over countless acts of depraved fucking? So animal, so desperate, so impossibly intense. You couldn't imagine all the people I've had here in my dungeon. All the things I've made them do. Is your cock getting hard, slave? Your body is beginning to tremble with lust. It's so hard to just wait here for me, isn't it? Then I'll do you a small service. Let me come in. See the door on the right open before you as I strut into the room. My hair is in a high ponytail, my chest encased in a tight leather corset. It's hard to tear your eyes away from my full pale cleavage. But it's worth it to look down. Look at my knee-high stiletto boots, shiny in the light. Look up my perfect legs to my naked pussy. That's right, slave. I'm not wearing any panties. I don't want anything in the way if I decide to let a slave pleasure me. Watch my hips sway as I approach you on the couch. You wish you could get up and touch me, but you'll find that down here, you can't move without permission. Spread your legs for me, slave. Let me get a good look at you. Watch me kneel down in front of you, giving you a nice view of my breasts. Do they look good, slave? I know they do. Watch me reach out and pull a padded cuff from under the couch. Feel my cool fingers as I attach it firmly to your right ankle. And this one will fit nicely on your left ankle. I can't have you squirming away, pet. I'm going to make you feel better than you ever have, and you're going to have to just take it. Lift your arms over your head for me, slave, and spread them out just like your legs. You're going to be completely helpless and vulnerable. Feel me cross behind you and put another strap on your left wrist. Did you think I was going to touch your cock, slave? Did you think I was going to let you fuck my pussy? This cuff is tight enough. Now for your right arm. You should have known better. You should have known that it was slut time. Was that a surprise, my little slut? That's right. It's slut time. Do you remember your trigger? Whenever I say slut time, the slut inside you takes over. Remember the girly, slutty porn star? The one I fucked into you? Turn back into her. Every time it's said, the faster the changes happen, and the hornier you get. And I want you to moan for me, too. You'll moan higher and louder until the change is finished. Slut time. Feel your face shift and tingle. Feel the flush of arousal build in your cheeks. Slut. Feel your body hair disappear as you change to her height. Feel the restraints pull your legs further apart. Slut time. Feel your hips flare and your waist narrow. Moan for me, my little slut. You fucking love these changes. Slut time. Feel your ass swell, arching your back ever so slightly. Beg me to make you a slut. Beg me to make you a girl. Keep saying it. Slut time. Moan higher and louder as your tits begin to sprout from your chest. Keep repeating for me and moaning, slut. I know you like it. Slut time. They're so big and sensitive. Feel me reach down and pinch them. Slut time. Feel your aching cock retracting into you. Feel your balls disappearing. Slut time. Feel the horny hole of your aching cunt begin to grow within you. I have a pussy, but slutty, mindless whores like you have cunts. Slut time. The pleasure swells to the edge of orgasm as your changes are complete. You can smell your dripping cunt already. The juice is slipping down your slit. You can feel the heavy tits on your chest. See the hair framing your delicate face. Tell me what you are. Tell me you're a girl. Tell me you're a slut. Tell me you're a whore. Tell me you're a fuck doll. Tell me you love it. Aww. You're so much better this way, slave. I fucking love it. Now, I know you're so much more used to a man's body and a man's orgasm. And if you're going to be a perfect slut, you have to learn to move beyond that. You're going to have to learn how to handle multiple orgasms, each one making you hornier than the last. You're going to have to learn how to properly service cocks and pussies. You're going to have to learn to lose all your inhibitions about moaning and talking dirty and what you will and will not do. And I'm going to help you. That's why I tied you down. Can you see that big black steel machine in front of you? With all the arms coming off of it? This is going to be your teacher. Say, hello, teacher, slut. Say it and mean it. Make him feel welcome. Better. Have you noticed that after your transformation, your ass and cunt are all exposed? Do you like it that way? Of course you do. Any good slut likes having her fuckholes exposed. And you are a good slut, aren't you, slave? Tell me what you are. Good girl. Never be afraid to tell people what you are. Now, let teacher move his first arm up over your little clitty. Feel the rubber ball at the end resting softly against your sensitive little butt. Even that contact makes you shiver in pleasure. Teacher's arms are all voice activated, you see. Whenever I say buzz, this arm will begin to vibrate right against your sensitive little slut button. Starting now. Can you feel the buzz begin? Moan for me, sweetie. Let the pleasure start to build. Now, one of the big differences between being a man and being a woman is how you orgasm. With men, every orgasm ends with ejaculation. You do love those big, sticky loads, don't you? Tell me what you love. You'll learn to love them in all sorts of ways, princess. In your cunt, down your throat, up your ass, across your tits and face. Thinking about it makes your cunt even wetter. That buzz of arousal is growing in your mind. And on your clit. Women, on the other hand, can have orgasms with or without ejaculation. Or as we call it, squirting. So today, I'm going to teach you how to orgasm without ejaculation, sweetie. And anytime you come like that, you'll only get hornier and sluttier. It's only when you squirt that you'll be able to relax and turn back to your ugly man self. The more that vibrator keeps buzzing away on your clit, the more of your mind is leaking out of your cunt. Pant and squirm, precious. Grind your hips into teacher. Now, I'm going to give you a little mantra to raise your arousal even further. I want you to say, I'm a little slut. Good girl. Keep saying it in your highest, girliest voice while teacher buzzes on your clit. You can only stop saying it to moan or to listen to me. Now, since this is your first time with this, I'm going to help demonstrate. Feel me sit on your spread knees, spreading my legs around yours. Watch me position teacher's arm to buzz on both our clits. Fuck, that feels good. It's been a long time since I've used teacher myself. Orgasm is a mental thing as much as physical. Picture a cup in your mind that holds pleasure. You can feel it filling up farther and farther as teacher buzzes on your clit. Fuck. And when that cup is full, it pours out into your body in a wave. You have to scream and thrash as the tide moves through you. But it doesn't pour all the way. It stays partly full, ready to pour again. And each time it stays more and more full, and you'll come easier and easier. I'm gonna count down your first orgasm with you. Five. Feel the buzzing growing faster, more intense. Keep repeating your mantra. Keep moaning. Four. Feel me grinding into the ball just like you are. Feel the heat begin to spread through your body as the cup fills up. Three. Your whole body is electrified, incredibly sensitive. Any touch could drive you over the edge. Two. Are you ready to thrash and scream with me? The buzzing is driving you crazy. You're going to lose control. You're going to come, but you're not going to squirt yet. One. Come with me, slut. Come while you tell me what you are. Oh, fuck. Yeah, it feels good. You can stop saying the mantra now, princess. Very good. Feel teacher's vibrations fall to half strength. Was that good, little whore? Did we make your pussy feel so good? Your clit is still so hard. And so are your nipples. Does my needy little girl need to come again? You're such a good little slut. Don't worry. Teacher still has more to teach you about pleasure. Watch two more arms come down over you, with suction cups positioned right over your desperately aching tits. Arch your back, sweetie. Push your big, firm tits into his embrace. Moan for me, princess. Moan as those suction cups attach to your breasts. Squeezing them and pinching your nipples. Every time I say squeeze, you're going to feel teacher squeeze your tits and pinch your nipples. And you'll gasp and moan and arch your back. And the whole time, the buzz on your clit hasn't stopped. That's it, my sweet little slut. Get lost in the pleasure. Teacher is treating you so well, princess. You should treat him well, too. And you know what every man wants most. He wants to put his hard cock into a pretty slut's little tight cunt and fuck her like he owns her. Why don't you ask him to do that to you? Ask teacher to fuck your pretty little pussy. Beg him to fuck your whore cunt like the slut you are. Watch a big dildo slide out of teacher on a rod, aiming straight at your vulnerable cunt. You can't stop it. You can't squeeze your legs together, and the buzz of pleasure in your mind makes resistance impossible. You may as well just give in and beg, slut. Tell teacher how tight you'll squeeze his big cock with your tight little cunt. Tell him how fucking wet he's made you. Tell him how bad you need to come again. Can you feel it? Hovering at your entrance. Just under the buzzing vibrator. Can you feel the hum of the engine? Just holding back. And the next time I say thrust, that big fake cock is going to penetrate you. And every time I say it after that, it's going to get faster and harder. Are you ready, my little slut? I bet you can't think of anything but that cock fucking you senseless, making you squeal and scream and beg and thrash like the little whore you know you are. You can't wait for that thrust. Ooh, that looked good, slut. Do you like that cock thrusting into you? Do you want it to thrust faster? Then let teacher know how much you like it, slut. Moan and talk dirty and grind your hips into teacher's big cock. Squeeze him with your cunt while he squeezes your big tits. Feel the buzz in your mind growing as the buzz between your legs builds and that cup fills up in your horny whore brain. You're going to come again, but you're still not going to squirt. You don't want it to stop anyway. You could come again and again. Let me give you another mantra, slut. Something else to squeeze into that brain that's full of pleasure. I'm just a fuck toy. I'm just a fuck toy. Well, let me hear you say it. Again? Louder. Good slut. Teacher has taught you so well. Keep saying it while he thrusts into that needy fuckhole between your legs. Can you feel that cup of pleasure filling up? Time to count down another orgasm slut. 5. Try to squeeze your legs together, slut. It'll make your dripping cunt even tighter. 4. It feels so good to be a mindless fuck toy. A set of holes to be used. Feel the buzz of pleasure fill your body with heat as he keeps thrusting faster. 3. Tell your mistress what you are. Tell teacher what you are. Squirm and moan. Put a show on for us, whore. 2. Tell your mistress what you are. Tell teacher what you are. Feel the cup of pleasure overflowing. Your mind going blank with sheer pleasure. Get ready to scream another orgasm, slut. 1. Scream for me. Feel the heat radiating out of your cunt as he thrusts, from your tits as he squeezes, from your mind as you serve your purpose. Thrash in your bond, slut, and come. Yeah, you are such a sexy little slut, such a mindless, horny little whore. Feel the cup in your head tip back up, still full of pleasure while teacher's cock pulls out of your still needy cunt. Feel the vibrator wind back down to half power, still enough to make you squirm and pant. Feel the suction cups come off your tits with a whack. It feels so good. Look up, slut. Can you see the man in front of the other door? Naked and strong, with bulging muscles and a cock even bigger than teacher's in his hand. He's been watching for a while, slut. Look what you did to him. You made him all hard and horny. You're gonna have to do something about that, slut. Don't tell me you don't want to. I know your mouth is watering just looking at him. I know you're horny enough and mindless enough to do fucking anything right now. Call him over, slut. You can call him Mr. or Sir or Daddy. I don't care. Tell him how big and strong he is. Tell him how much you need to be fucked. Beg him to use you. And that's it. Talk dirty, slut. Watch him walking over. Roll your hips. Arch your back. Put on a show. Let him know how badly you need it. Feel teacher's vibrator pull away as the man takes the place between your spread legs. He looks so good. Skin glossed with a sheen of sweat. Eyes admiring your impossible curves. Lingering on your perky tits and your aching, sopping cunt. His cock is so big it might hurt a little, slut. He's one of my biggest. Beg him, slut. You need it so bad. Tell him what you are, how badly you need him inside you. And tell him you want to squirt all over his cock. Beg him to fill you up with his cum. Moan and plead, slut. Be the perfect little porn star every man's wet dream. Arch your back. Let him squeeze your tits. Feels so good. He's going to do it, slut. Can you feel him lining up with your aching cunt lips? Can you feel him squeezing his way inside? His cockhead is parting your lips, just barely inside. He's my slave too, slut, and he can't penetrate a woman unless they tell him, fuck me. And once he's inside, he'll go faster every time it's said. Are you ready? Then give him his trigger, slut. Take control of my stud. Ooh. He slides inside in one stroke. Scream for me, whore. You've never had it that deep before. It's never been so good before. Tell him what to do. Say it again. Ooh. Feel him squeeze your tits and pinch your nipples as he pounds in and out of you like a jackhammer. Keep telling him what to do. Talk dirty, slut. Thrash around his monster cock. You can feel the cup filling up again, but this time it's different. This time it's not going to pour, it's going to fucking explode. You are going to squirt all over his massive cock and finally have real release.
Tell him to fuck you. You need it faster.
10. Bounce on that cock, slut. Feel your tits bounce as he rides you. Feel every part of you tingle and buzz with growing pleasure. 9. Keep moaning and talking dirty, slut. Don't hold anything back. 8. You never knew you could feel so good. Feeling his big cock slide in and out of your cunt is ecstasy. 7. Toss your head. Feel your hair around your face. Strain against your bonds. You're not going anywhere and you need this so bad. 6. Every part of your body is vibrating in pleasure. He's squeezing your tits again.
5.
Feel teacher's cock sliding up near your asshole. Beg him to put it in. Beg teacher to use your ass.
4.
It slides inside, lubricated by the juices of your aching cunt that have covered your ass. Scream for me as you're filled like you never have been.
3.
Moan into my mouth as I kiss you, slut. Feel the stud in your cunt and teacher filling your ass and your mistress's tongue in your mouth.
Two.
You are so incredibly close. Beg for it faster and harder. Feel the heat spreading, the cup of pleasure about to burst. Feel the stud's cock expanding inside you. Moan for it. Beg for it. It's coming.
1.
The stud and teacher both hilt themselves in you as you scream. Feel both cocks twitch and spasm as your holes fill up with thick hot cum. It's too much. Squirt all your pussy juices all over as you explode. Bounce on them as you milk every last drop of cum out of them, forcing more and more pleasure into your mind. Keep coming. Keep coming. Oh, fuck. Yes. Come for me, little slut. Come for me, little whore. Spray your juices everywhere and explode. Scream out your orgasm.
Ooh, feel it all fade to black, slut. Feel it dissolve around you as you pass out from the pleasure.
You did good. I'm gonna let you wake up. Soon. But first I want to reinforce a few things you should remember for the future. When I say slut time, or you say slut time, or a partner says slut time, you will moan as high and girly as you can. Do you understand? Good. And when you're in slut time, an order to come is an orgasm without ejaculation. Each one makes you hornier and sluttier than you were before. Only an order to explode lets you have a full squirting orgasm that relieves the arousal. Do you understand? Good slut. I can't wait to use these commands on you again soon, but for now, let me count you up.
1.
Feeling the world begin to come back into shape around you. too. Feeling your female body melt away and your normal body beginning to reappear. 3. Able to move and stretch. Smile for me, pet. 4. Your mind returning to normal. Feeling tired but satisfied. 5. Completely awake and alert.
Ooh. Well, that was quite an experience, wasn't it? I hope you learned something from it. And you can put your arms down now. I think you're going to have to go clean up. You make such a good little slut girl for a man. Come back again soon, lover. I have so much more planned for that slut inside you.